Today, we had the good fortune of hearing the history of how two people happen to come to God and then reap the harvest of the protection of the Lord at all times. One is Mrs. Rohini. She belongs to India. She comes from the Kerala state. But for the past 5 or 6 years, she and our daughter is aged about 16 now, they are placed at Dubai. Her husband is working there and she is also working there, and the girl is studying in the 12th standard. Her name is Reshma. Her mother's name is Rohini. They had some wonderful experiences about the Lord, and as a result of, unknowingly they have been doing some sadhanas. It is not deliberately on the advice of a guru or a master, but unknowingly, without knowing that it is even a sadhana, that is a path which can take one to the Lord. They were adopting some sadhanas of almost like praying to the God without even knowing the first thing as to who that God is, why we should pray. It was automatic. They just considered him as something like a friend and they began to confide in him. They used to consider him as a companion. It's a wonderful story. I would like you to hear from their own mouth as to how it all started like and how they finally got a guru who was able to guide them on the proper path at, for reaching the higher levels of spirituality. So first, Mrs. Rohini will start. In between, as this child, her daughter had been a witness to many of the mental trials and tribulations undergone by her mother during the course of her prayers to the Lord. So, she will be in between, she will be interrupting that conversation and she will herself tell as a witness as to how her mother was behaving at that time and what actually her mother did and all that. So, now, Mrs. Rohini, please start and tell about your experiences.
Hari Om.
Begin, please. In the beginning.
I don't know how to start, how to tell all these things, because I am not that much able to express my feelings and all. I was born in an ordinary village. I undergone an ordinary Malayalam school. I don't know that much English also. Still, I'm trying. It is very easy to read and easy to hear, but it is very difficult to express our own feelings. It is just like that. If one pregnant lady sees so much anxious to know about the delivery pain, she will keep on asking to everybody and she will keep on read. But how much we tell also, how much she read also, it is very difficult to know that pain. After the pain, after the delivery, she will never ask, she will never read about the pain because she understood what it is. The same way, how much I tell also, we cannot feel that pain. It is our own feeling. I was born in the family that we are not that much. God oriented. Simply, sometimes we used to go temple, but not daily, not daily worship like that. But
but even though there was not a lot of consideration of the Lord never left you.
Yes, because I took him as a companion, because I was lived in a joint family there. I always feel that I am alone. Some sort of loneliness I always felt. So I used to tell, I never keep my mouth shut. So let's say they used to tell me, keep your mouth shut, sir. So I don't have anybody to talk with my feelings and sorrows. So I used to go, I have one small photo of Krishna. So I keep it myself with.
How did you
make it? One day I went to one temple. Then there was one play. If we keep 1 rupee coins, they will put it somewhere, so and wherever it is dropping.
Like a potluck lottery.
Yes. So he kept the.
Yes, you get one of the rolled papers out of the pot.
Yes. It was the photo of Krishna and Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. That photo, I got it. Then I took, kept it under my table and sealed it. I did like decoratively like a temple. Then I go near with that. Whenever I get time, I used to near. Whenever I feel sad, not if I feel happy, I will never go. But I feel sad, I when weep, I'll go near with the photo and used to weep. And not only that, whenever I get some good, something good special for eating, I used to put little on the face of all the this thing also. So for me, it was not the photo; it was my companion. So always, even though it is small problems, whenever I tell to my Krishna, that problem got solved. When from childhood onwards, I used to tell my small. Sometimes it will getting a chocolate or getting a sharpener or something like that. But always I used to got solved that photo. So like this, it was going. Then
was there any special feature about your marrying your husband? Was there any miracle about it, or just happened in a normal way?
No. Once I went to a temple, Devi temple, there near. There I saw that one man was standing his cycle on the stoop, and if he is not looking around anywhere, coming and doing the pujas, praying to Bhagavati, Lord Bhagavati. So daily,
Divine
Mother. So I used to see he is coming and he is not bothered about anybody, he is not looking around her, so he is deep praying. So I prayed, Mother, I want this man. This man I want. Then after 8 years of love, I didn't tell to anybody. Then I got that. I told my father, I want that man only. Then my father arranged all this. An arranged marriage only. But before him, I saw him as.
But the Divine Mother arranged it prior to your father arranging it.
Yes. With everybody's blessing only, we got married. But our horoscope was matching. There was so many problems. Everybody told we, you never get a child. Still, we have strong belief in Lord Guru Ayurappa. He was then we prayed that.
Guru Ayurappa is Lord Krishna.
Lord Krishna. Then, when I was pregnant, 3 months, bleeding started. Then doctor told. Next day, we went to doctor and doctor checked and told, tomorrow you come, it should be clean, abortion. It has to be taken out.
Premature.
Then, premature. But that night, he prayed. We both prayed to Guru Ayurappan, we will not go for the second child. Please give this child. We will not go for second child. But this child we want, please bless us with all these things. Then we prayed also. Then suddenly that by 12 o'clock bleeding stopped. Next day we went to doctor. Then doctor told I'm not that much sure whether this child will be okay or not, because already bleeding so much started. It is up to your decision whether you want this child or what. Sometimes some disabled will be there. It is up to you. But he was so confused. My husband was so confident about God, and he told, no, God will never give such a child. Then like that, Reshma, we got.
So nice. It's very interesting.
Wow. Then afterwards, after this thing, he did some business and we lost all the money and all. Then he happened to go to Muscat. That parting was so.
Muscat is in the United Arab Emirates, UAE.
No.
Oman.
Then it was so painful for me, so I naturally turned so much to God. I started praying. I spent more time for chanting this Lalita Sahasranama and talking to God, weeping, not for God, for going near to husband. But it was keep on going on. I started praying and
all. Your husband was there alone and you couldn't go to him or what?
No, they won't give residence visa. Hey, they won't provide residence visa, family visa.
When they were mentioning that about you were feeling the presence of Lord Krishna in Muscat and all that. When was that?
Not Muscat. In my house
Kerala.
Only. Kerala.
It was in your house?
Yes, only. That.
Oh, it was during these periods.
Husband. So I never used to sit in my down prayer room. I used to go up in my.
It was in your hometown.
Hometown in Kerala. I used to sit my own room and in front of my Krishna's photo, and I used to do the prayers. Not prayers, doesn't mean that putting flowers or doing that.
Nothing.
Simply weeping and talking. That was my prayer.
So you were conversing with him all your problems.
Yes. And Chan.
But you were making offerings. They were water offerings. Huh? Prayers. Through tears.
Three tears.
When you were praying, you felt as if Lord Krishna was hearing it.
Yes, he was. Yes.
Well, I would like to interrupt. It happened so that when we all used to pray down below, mother always used to go upstairs and sit there for hours and hours alone. So I used to go and disturb her, what is happening, come down, like that. So she used to say, no, you go. Then I used to hear her talking and all. I used to say, what is this? She's talking with photo.
This is her daughter speaking.
So, anyways, one day what happened was that I heard a loud cry from the room upstairs.
Coming down.
And she was rushing down the stairs, tap, 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 sound like that, thunder, like that sounds. So, we all rushed to her and asked her as to what happened upstairs. So, then she was telling that she could really feel that
the photo
was really shaking. But at that moment, she did not tell, of course. So, after sometimes we forced her, like, tell us what happened. So she said that in that photo there was
Krishna's photo,
which she used to always keep. In that photo she was telling, at first she heard some nooper sound, chelanga, chill like that. So she
that's giggling the, time.
The anklet, the sound of the anklet. Of the divine
so
mother.
At first she thought maybe something else, it may be her own feelings. Then again she sat, again stronger it hit. Then she opened her eyes and looked at the photo. She could really feel the background of the photos were shaking. And someone as if was trying to come out of the photograph. She got scared and she ran down. That is what happened. So this, I myself had witnessed with her, you know, her feelings. And she never used to go up. She was so scared at that time. She never, for around 1 week's time, she never went upstairs. She was very scared even to enter the room. So that was really an experience.
So
after that, I prayed, Bhagavan, don't come in the form. I was so afraid of that. Then I before sitting in front of the photo, before closing my eyes, I used to pray, Krishna, don't come in the form. I want to see, but not in the form, because I'm afraid to see you in the form. Because I am, by nature, I'm so afraid of everything. I'm afraid of even small little things, even a small sound. If anybody called Rohini loudly, I got afraid. That type of nature mine. So I, before closing my eyes, before starting weeping, I used to pray, Bhagavan, don't come in the form. I don't want to see. Again, this keeping on. And one day somebody told that I was keep on going to astrologers, some others thing, how to go to Muscat with, and join with my husband. So each man was telling each thing. So one day one man told, if you chant Lalita Sahasranama continuously without stopping and without taking the food.
Lalita Sahasranama, by that you mean? Those thousand names of the Divine Mother which people chant in a sacred textbook.
Yes. Then I started chanting Lalita Sahasranama without even taking the glass of water. Continuously morning to night. Night I used to sleep, but without, my father and mother all used to scold me and they will tell what foolishness. They keep on, but I never stop. But again, I'm telling everything not for getting God, only for going to and living with my husband. So my intention behind it, everything is not for. So I used to pray. And again, one day.
My grandfather being a strong
exponent.
JK.
Exponent of
Jai Krishnamurti. He was never he was never a believer of God is there in the form, deity. He never believed in worshipping photo and this and that. So, and my grandmother was a Indian housewife lady, wherever just go to temple and pray. Was never in a strong spiritual path or anything like that. But my mother, to join my dad, was the first one who laid the strong foundation even in my life to lead me to spiritual path. So from morning, even Sundays and all, when I never used to have school, I used to see her. Morning, she used to take bath early in the morning and sit without even taking a glass of water and chanting Lalita Sahasranama over and over again, as if it's finished one time again. Like that 15 times and all in a day she used to repeat. And after that only, maybe night, but still after that only she used to take even food, but not this thing, maybe water with banana or something like that. Very, very light food. She was totally dedicated. Daily she was doing this. And one time, and what happened was, then she started telling, you know, foreseeing the future and all. She used to tell if someone is coming to home. 2 days back she used to tell, he's going to come.
2 days earlier itself.
2 days earlier itself she used to tell, he's coming. Or
such and
such are going to happen. This will happen. Like that. Started
my
telling.
God,
and
pain.
Even at night, you know, she used to get up, could not sleep at all, and her body was getting hot, very warm, like that. And head, she had found it very difficult with her head, you know, heavy, like that. And she had a lot of problems. Then I had told, my grandfather was the only one who was spiritually knowledge. She used to discuss this with him, but he never used to believe this. What head? What is the problem with the head? She used to ask like that. Nothing is going to happen if you chant.
She
took so many Ayurvedic medicines and all those. And she used to say, you know, in the center of two eyebrows, she used to find some force, some sort of pressure, which she could not explain. Then it so happened that she really started seeing Mother, Divine Mother. She, as she has already told, she's not such a sort of character, very bold to stand, Mother is there, talk less. She was so scared. And again, as Krishna had come, as she had behaved, she used to loudly cry and all those, but Mother used to keep giving her darshans. But then gradually she stopped chanting Lalita Sahasranama because she started getting scared. Even like, if I chant, what if she doesn't go, like that. Whenever she's closing eyes, she used to see Devi. So that is why even throughout the night, she never used to sleep.
So she was afraid of that form.
She was afraid of that form. Absolutely
afraid. She was happy with the photo only. But she thought that really the God is coming out, she began to
cry. Exactly. She was very much afraid of the form. Then it so happened that it became very much intense, that we started feeling it. Yes, something is happening in her. So then we again consulted a family horoscope, like he's the one who looks
at astrologer.
So then we gave her her horoscope and everything, and he said, yes, Divine Mother's presence is there with her. You have to do pujas, otherwise you can't. So then we started doing pujas, but again there was nothing. Then what happened is they said, we have to do avahana, like that. We have to do it in a part. So for that he said,
do it in an established system where you invite the divine force to come into your photo or into your statue, And then we believe that the mother herself is present there inside it. And then you do the puja. That's called avahana.
Avahana. I still remember the astrologer told, for that you cannot do it in this house. You need to go to the
temple.
Temple. And then from there only you can do it. So we went there, and by then her body was so, you know, sometimes whenever, it was not continuous, but suddenly she will get it and it will go. And as soon as it leaves, she will become unconscious and she used to...
And she will see the force of some spiritual strength in her, something
yes.
coming up.
Yes.
Something,
some power.
Something which is very beneficial, but taking
yes.
over, she was afraid.
But she was very afraid. She was not, inside her mind, she was rejecting it. She could
yes.
not accept it. So there was something going on like that. So then as soon as she was unconscious like that, she used to run to the well and pour water all over her body. So then what happened was she used to tell like that. So then the astrologer, as he was doing the avahana karma, she asked him to chant a sloga. So he said, he could feel, even the astrologer or the person, or the priest, he could feel mother's presence. And he also had been doing, he's a Devi Bhakta, had been doing for years and years. So I was very small at that time, but when I was sitting outside, my mother was standing there and all of her was covered by all these priests and all those. I used to ask the major priest, asking, mother, I have been worshipping you for years and years, but you never gave me a darshan even once. So then I heard my mother saying, you chant that sloga. So the priest said, how mother, I don't even know that sloga. How will I chant it? So then my mother just started one sloga. My mother was not at all in connection with any of the slogas or any sort of
Sanskrit.
It is a hymn in praise.
Hymn in
sloga
praise.
Sloga means
a
yeah. hymn in praise.
Hymn
of
in
the
praise.
Divine
mother. I heard her telling. Yes. I heard her telling the first two lines of that hymn. And the priest started crying and he started repeating the whole sloka one after the other like that. And then he asked, mother, why can't you give me your darshan? How many years like I've been worshipping you? Then she said, okay, you look me. Then I heard my mother say, okay, come on, look at me. He looked and then I heard the priest crying and falling at my mother's feet, grabbing her feet. Then after, for around 1 week's time, continuous puja and all those, we got it out. And mother, I used to hear the priest was conversation.
That spiritual force subsided.
I used to, I hear this priest saying, you know, through my mother, the force was talking. She called me. I did not come. She forced me to come. Now why she is asking me to go like that? So then when she used to come into her real consciousness, she used to tell, I am scared like that. So then priest also used to say, Devi, mother, can't you understand? She's very scared, so please, like that. Then over a process, we got it.
Then for long years, I never prayed to any photo. I never look at any photos. I complete, whenever I see photo, I will hold my eyes closed and go. Like that day.
She never even visited any temples.
So you were afraid of
afraid. Because I don't like these powers and siddhis. I told, I don't want all these things. Don't give me
no
all
demonstrations
this demonstration.
Of the inner power.
Inner power. I don't want to be a madas having so many powers and sitting like this. I don't like. So I prayed. I told, I'm stopping because you are doing in such a way that which I don't like. So I will not pray again. Then I stopped in so many days for I think almost 1 year. I never prayed and I never looked at the photo. I no got nothing. I never even I used to read several all the books, but I stopped even reading the books also. And suddenly what happened, one man used to come to teach my daughter music. So one day he came and he told me for another 2 months he cannot able to come because he is going to Shivananda Ashram for some
Rishikesh
for having some yoga classes and all. So he told he cannot come another 2 months. So while going, I simply told, while coming from Himalaya, please get me something. Then he asked, what you want, any Rudraksha or some? I told, no, I don't want Rudraksha and all.
Vibhrata is the second lead.
Then he went. After coming from Rishikesh, I forgot, he also forgot. Then one day I have suddenly asked, hey, I told you to get something from Himalaya, you didn't give me anything. Then he told, okay, tomorrow I will come, I will give you one thing. Then the next day I got that one, he gave me one book. That book was Fragrant Flowers, written by my Gurudev. When I got that book, I don't know how to express. I didn't see Gurudev's photo.
What is the name of the author?
Swami Shantanandapuri Maharaj. It is written like that. Then I asked, how you got this book? He told that after reaching that Rishikesh, he did namaskar to all the Swamijis. But the next day he felt very difficult to do namaskara to everybody. Then he stopped. One day, early morning, he went for a walk. Then long before, he saw one man is coming.
One monk was coming.
He told, he don't know how he did that. Automatically he did namaskar to that monk. And he stood and told that, he asked something, and he opened his bag. Then that Swamiji gave this book. He told, I don't know to read English, so you keep it with yourself and read it. Like that, he gave that book. Then I took the book and I just opened that first page of that. I saw my Gurudev's photo. That's what I want to tell you. I don't know how to express that that feeling. When I saw first my Gurudev's photo, I just felt that my Krishna is...
So you fell.
Came in the form
because, of... Because you had been praying to Krishna, I don't want to see you in your divine form, that scares me. So perhaps you felt that he has taken the form of a normal person, yes, and he wants to come to you.
Yes, that's... yes. I just felt that my Gurudev, my Krishna came in the form of Gurudev. I just read the, first I looked whether he's alive or not, because almost all the books we got after the,
yes,
this thing only.
It happened with me also. Whenever I heard of a Mahatma, they will say he's not dead and gone.
So I just looked as born in 1928, then no date for that, so I, oh, he is alive. But I don't know where, I don't know how to get this good, this person also. I don't know how many times I read the book. Still, every day I used to read at least one page. I got attracted with the relationship between my Gurudev and his Gurudev, Guru Maharaj. How
loving he was.
Yes, don't know to express. So I started praying. I don't know. I talked everything. Gurudev, you have written that your Guru Maharaj, how Guru Maharaj helped and all. Why you, and now you are Guru, and why you are not coming. In that book, he has written that if you are that much longing for Guru, Guru will be there in your doorstep. So each day I will look at the door and see whether my Guru is there or not. So if anybody comes in our village place where they used to come some monks for bhiksha and all that, so I feed everybody as if it is, sometimes it will be my Gurudev, he will come in any, I don't know. So this, like, whole night I cannot sleep. Again the same drama began to
repeat.
A whole night I couldn't sleep. I will not switch on the light, because if I started again, my father and mother will shout at me again or again, so many problems will come again. So I took my torch and I'll keep it on
In
Gurudev's photo, and I'll start and I'll tell why my Guru Maharaj, why you are not here.
The photo you got from the book.
Yes, only in the book. That first, that second page, third page it is. Then after checking so many times in the book, I got no number, no word, nothing. Then I asked my father, will you come to Himalaya? He told, Himalaya, what is there? How can we go to Himalaya? Vasishta Guha and all. If you go there also, what is the guarantee that this man will accept you? Why you want us? So he cannot digest all my feelings and the expressions. So I kept quiet, and one day I got the offset printer's number. Then that time, as
you mean the printers of that book.
Printers of the book.
You got the phone number.
Phone number. Then, as I told earlier,
it was written in that book itself.
Yes, book itself, Venkatesh Mohan. Still, whenever I do.
So, but you had not noticed it earlier.
No, I was not. After that only, after so many months only, I noticed that. So, still, I don't know how to say thank to that person, because so much I troubled him, so much, I don't know.
So, you spoke to the proprietor, Mr. Babu.
Yes, Venkatesh Babu. Daily, whenever I remember my Gurudev, before that I used to say thanks to that person, because.
So what did he say?
He told that, as I told, no, that time I was not, I cannot talk that much. I only one or two words I can talk in English. So I told my father, will you please talk for me that where this the Swamiji is,
location,
how we can meet the Swamiji. Then he told that, then my father talked, then he told, I don't know, sometimes he will be in Ramanashramam or sometimes in Aravindo Ashramam. He just vaguely replied and he kept the phone. But it was not sufficient for me. I keep on calling. Then third time my father told, I cannot disturb him so like that. Keep quiet whenever you get, you like that.
He used to tell, how many times he replied, he doesn't have any idea. Why are you keeping on calling and disturbing that person? See, he will tell, okay, please don't contact me. Please don't make such a situation. Keep quiet. Like that my grandfather used to say. But my mother never used to leave it just
then
like that.
I started searching for Guru Maharaj's other books. Then I simply called and told, do you have any other books of this same person, Swamiji's? Then he's sending two books. One is Lalita Sahasranama, then Shiva, that two books he sent. That I got. Then I started going to Ramanashramam, Palakkad one Ramanashramam is there. Then I went.
Vijnana
Ramani Ashramam is there.
Sureshananda.
Then I started taking the book from that. The first day when
Swami Sureshananda was given sannyas by my Gurudev.
That I was not knowing that time. So suddenly I felt like going to that ashram. Then when I went there, that librarian told, okay, I can give you only two books because you are coming. I don't know you, your address and all. Till now I didn't see you. I didn't have you handle the books. Till now I didn't see you. So I can give you only two books. That the room was full of cupboards and full of books. So he told, take any books but it should be two books only. Then I called my Gurudev, because whenever I see first, I took it is my Gurudev. So I called my Gurudev, Gurudev, I don't know which book I will take, but you only give. If you accepted me as a disciple, please give me some sign that you accepted me as your disciple. Then suddenly I closed my eyes and touched one book and one another book. I got one old book that some pages were not there and nothing. Then I didn't look at the book also. I thought he didn't accept. I simply look, is it Ramoshra Parmas, because he is coming from that. So it was not Ramoshra Parmas' book. Then I thought, no, my goodness, didn't accept me. How much I prayed, how much I cried, still he's not listening. I signed in that library book, and I sat inside the bus while going also. I keep on asking to Guru Maharaj, why you didn't give any sign. From my place to this library, 18 kilometers is there. So I was keep on praying. Then I went there, I washed my leg, then I kept it. Then my father asked, which book you got? I told, I don't know, some two books. I just scared. I didn't tell all these things to my father. Then my father also didn't check. After that, suddenly a thought came that you just look at the book. Why? Without looking, how you are telling? Then I just that old book. Some pages were not there. Then I took that book. It was my Guru Maharaj's Guru's autobiography in Malayalam. That Purushottama Ananda Maharaj is Malayalam. I cried like anything. Then I felt like flying in the sky that my guru is accepted me because the sudden this thing happened. So I got the sign like that. Then still it was not the, still I didn't get my Gurudev. I didn't see, I didn't talk. It was keep on going. Daily I used to pray for small, small things. I'll ask Gurudev, if you accept, show me. If you accept, show me. Each time Gurudev used to give me signs, he has accepted me. Then one day what happened, suddenly Venkatesh Babu sir called.
He called the printer.
Where from?
Bangalore. Sir called, and my mother took the phone, and he said Swamiji is now in Ramanashram Tiruvannamalai,
but he is in
Mount Rohini. You can't do anything. He will not be able to talk to you. But if you want to see Gurudev, you can go. My mother did not want to even talk. She said, no problem, doesn't matter. I just want to have one look of my guru. That is more than enough. She came running and she said to my grandfather, I was there, I was present at that time. She talked to my grandfather, see, Gurudev has come to Tiruvannamalai Ramanashram. So my grandfather had earlier visited Ramanashram, and Ramanashram much before. Many times he was a regular visitor. So then he said, ashram, but there are some formalities and all those. If you just walk in like that, you will not be getting accommodation. So first of all, I will not come. Like, how do we mount? What is the use? So then he said, without accommodation, how can you go? So she said, he will not come. Accommodation has a minimum 1 month before you need to write a letter. And like that, it's a procedure. So she said, 365 days God is providing me with excellent bed, cot, pillow and everything. But for at least 1 to 2 days, if I can see my Gurudev, if I can see my Lord, no problem, doesn't matter. I am ready to sleep in even street. So he said, I will not come in anyways. So then what, she immediately phoned up my dad, and she always used to say, Ramanashramam, I will go along with my husband only. Like that she used to say. So she called up my daddy and told, Gurudev is there in Ramanashram.
This is her husband.
Yes. What to do? Can I go? So he said,
he was in Muscat at that time.
Yes, he was in Muscat. He said, if at least you can see your Gurudev, come on, don't think of anything, just rush. If possible, 2 days train itself you take and you leave. So she said, okay, fine. So she came back to my grandfather and said, like my grandfather only used to have his best friend. So from her childhood, she's seeing him also, his friend. His name is Bhaskar. So she said, I'll take Mr. Bhaskar and go. So my grandfather said, okay. So she called up uncle and asked, can you come to me with Ramanashram? So he also used to accompany my grandfather to ashram. So he also knows very well. Route and everything. So he said, okay, fine, if your husband allows, I will come. So like that, she decided to go along with uncle. So then my grandfather said, but being a village, we never used to keep that much amount of money in our house, never. Only what to meet urgent requirements, just that much money. But to travel to another state, it requires to fare and all was much high. So he said, but it was Sunday also. So he said, Sunday it is bank holiday, I don't have money, how can you go? So she immediately rushed to my neighbor's house. So my neighbor, he is a big rubber estate manager. So many of his clients and all visit his house. Many of his clients used to visit him in his house. So he used to keep large amount of money in stock, he always needs it. So she went and rushed and asked, can you give me 1,500 rupees? So he was shocked because we never used to ask anybody money. He said, what happened? What's the matter? So he said, no, can you please give 1,500? He said, I will give, no problem. But tell me why you require it. Is it very urgent? What happened? What's the matter? So she said, we need to go to Tamil Nadu Ramanashram. So we do not have, it's Sunday holiday. So can you please give? So like that, money is also God. So now my grandfather can't tell anything. She returned back and told my grand... See, whenever my grandfather used to go to ashram also, he never used to take my grandmother along with her. So she also used to hear about ashram but never had been anywhere like that. So my mother went up to my grandmother and asked, this is a chance. If you want to come with me, you can come. So my grandmother said, okay, fine. I am also coming with you. So now when my grandmother and mother goes, there's no question of me staying behind. I said, definitely, I am also coming along. So me, my mother, my grandmother. So my grandfather is left out. Now he can't tell anything. He said, okay, fine. If you all are coming, what to do? I am also coming with you. So like that, the whole family got ready for the trip. Then uncle also came by around afternoon and we immediately called railway station.
Which year, like?
2003. Then we immediately called up to railway station and booked the ticket and all. So then we reached ashram. So as usual, as my grandfather had said, ashram said, you know, you should have written the letter. How can we give accommodation? So my mother said, no problem. It's okay. Wherever, if it's street, no problem. But my grandfather said, how can you sleep with all the ladies and all in the street? So they went in search of a lodge. So Amma and I, she said, let's go and have darshan of Bhagawan. And we went up to Bhagawan's shrine. And she prayed, Bhagawan, for the first time I'm coming to Ramanashram and are you making me sleep in the street, Bhagawan? I created so much problems in my house and everyone was against and I fought with them and I came after facing so much difficulties and just for an accommodation you're making me sleep in the street. So she prayed like that. She went around to Samadhi and she was still weeping and she came down and she said, now I have to meet my Gurudev. She went up to office and asked, okay, at least can you tell me where is Swamiji's room? Can you please tell? So they said at that time it was A2 room number. We got the room number and we came there. At the doorstep,
while coming, Murtisar suddenly called.
While we were about to go, he said, come. We went and he said, see, we cannot provide you with so many rooms and all. There will be no bed, no cot and all those. But if you want, we can give you a pillow. And we can give you a room also.
Mat.
So with a mat. That's it. We'll provide you with that. Is that ready? So then we said, no problem. It doesn't matter. We are so happy. So Bhagawan never even let us sleep even there. Never he made any difficulties. We were given even permission to take breakfast, lunch and all those. It was not a normal room. It was very long. Very long room with... sufficient mat and pillow.
I think you said it was meant for a watchman.
It was meant for watchmen actually. So with two bathrooms. So very, very long, pretty long, sufficient for all of us to sleep. Even then there was space.
So you had watchmen. Mats and pillows.
Just mats and pillows and that's it. So we said, we were so happy. We again went up to Bhagawan and said, thank you so much, Lord. So merciful you gave us. Without even informing you, we came and you did not let us wander. So he gave us that also. Then we went to our Gurudev's room. In the door, while it's locked, we could see some paper. So, we took that paper and we opened it and it was a letter from Gurudev. He said, for my urgent requirements, I'm going out. We will meet at 5 p.m. That was the sentence.
Sorry,
please wait. I'm going for my urgent needs. We will meet at 5 p.m.
After that, I never see my Gurudev is writing and keeping for somebody any.
Never. All these years, whenever we were with Gurudev also, whenever he was going out, we never had seen that chit he was keeping. What was special on that day, we never saw. So like that.
I felt it was for me.
So that was the first conversation from Gurudev.
Guru Maharaj. Then these people told to go for Giri Pradikshina. Anyway,
so,
Guru Maharaj will come by 5
p.m. only.
The circumambulation round that big...
going round Arunachala.
That big Arunachala hills. Which is supposed to be the replica of Lord Shiva himself.
Yes.
Yes. Then walking was not possible. So we decided to go in an auto rickshaw. So we had auto rickshaw and all and we said we want to go round the hill, Pradakshina. So we said, okay, fine. But halfway through, we saw opposite, Guru Maharaj was walking and coming. My mother said, stop, stop, stop. So then auto rickshaw driver said, what happened? Even my grandfather said, what are you talking? Why are you screaming like this? She said, stop, stop. And then she stopped and she said, I don't want to go for Pradakshina. So then he said, what happened? Guruji is going there. I don't want to go for Pradakshina. I want to see my Guruji. And we stopped there and others had to go. But she did not go even for Pradakshina. She rushed back to the room.
Then I went, entering the room, I thought Guru Maharaj will look at me and will ask like, is Guru Maharaj asked to him the same like he will ask to me. So I was, that type of dream I was having. But he didn't look at me. He didn't look at me. He just looked only to my father and one person accompanying. He never looked. My father wrote something and gave to him, and he also returned back something. And my father told he, that because of her only we all came. That time also he didn't look. I felt very sad. Then I took one piece of paper and wrote that Gurudev, I wrote that whatever Gurudev, please, I don't know how I wrote, sir, it foolish something I wrote. Then he...
You didn't write that you wanted Madhurisha?
No, I didn't write anything. I just Guru Maharaj pranams and all, that just I keep it. Then in return he wrote, you will get Atma Sakshatkara and enlightenment in this life, just like that he read. And seeing this, I felt very sad. Why I need Atma Sakshatkar and enlightenment? I was not at all bothered about all these things. Then I was not happy. Then I wrote, I don't want all these things. The same one piece paper I wrote back. Then my Guru Maharaj again wrote, do you want money, fame? So many things he wrote. So many things, what do you want? All these things.
Yeah, good job.
So many things. He tried to bribe me so many things. But I wrote, I don't want all these things. I want you as my Gurudev. You should guide me. How your Gurudev guided me. How your, whatever you got from your Gurudev, please, like the same way you please accept me and guide me and be with me always. I wrote. Then he told...
He laughed.
Then he told that Guru is...
He wrote that
yourself is the Guru and full philosophy he wrote. Then
he
was
in Monum at this time.
Yeah. Yes.
It was all writing. It was true writing.
For 1 year he was in Monum.
Then I told, whatever you tell, I am ready to... I don't want to argue with you. Whatever you tell, everything... Right, but I want you as my Gurudev. He told
closed.
I stopped giving Mantra Diksha because my mother told don't give Mantra Diksha.
My shop is closed.
He used to say my shop is closed.
I prepared to die here itself. I told Gurudev, if you are not ready to give, I will die in this Ramanashramam. I will never go back without your this acceptance. I will never, I don't want to leave. If you leave, if you are leaving me, what is the need? Why I should leave? Because this much I prayed and I longed for you. What is, I didn't move at all. Then the last Swamiji told, okay, tomorrow 5:30 early morning you come.
Swamiji did in self-defense. It was already time for his lunch. If this lady doesn't know, he doesn't know who this lady is, how can he keep the room open and go? So he was in a dilemma. Poor child.
Then 5:30, then she was very happy. Then we went again and in the shrine, thanked to Bhagavan, because in his presence, she was going to get Diksha and she met her Gurudev in presence of Bhagavan. So then we went around.
I used to pray Ramana Bhagavan. I like Bhagavan very much, Ramana Bhagavan very much. I used to pray Bhagavan. Bhagavan, I like you very much. But I cannot accept you as my Gurudev because I want a Gurudev in the form. I want to talk. I want to hear something. I want that, like that. So you only give Guru Ramana Bhagavan. Bhagavan, you only give my Gurudev. Like that I used to talk with Bhagavan. So
before, much same, before.
Long before. So in the same Ramanashram itself, so I believe all these.
Designed by the Lord.
Yes.
And then early morning we got ready. All of us were excited because after so much fight and all, after all that, mother is going to get Diksha. Fine. We all came. Early morning, and then Swamiji said, come along, come inside for Diksha. Then my mother went inside. He closed the door for Diksha. I was sitting in my grandmother's lap along with my grandfather and uncle. I don't know, something happened from my inside. I felt, you know, mother was crying all these years. She was not sleeping. She was sitting with a torch and looking at Gurudev. She was crying. She said, I'll die here, this and everything. So it is definitely something very precious. Otherwise, she will never do it. So I thought, this is the chance. If I don't ask now, maybe I'll not get it. I just rushed and I opened the door with a bang. I said, I told my Gurudev, I also want Diksha. I am also having Diksha. Like that, I said. My Gurudev just looked at me and said, come on, close the door and come and sit. How merciful, my Gurudev. I was only in fifth standard. I was so small, even to know. I never used to pray like that or anything. Just
You didn't even know what is
Diksha, why you have to do this, what is the importance, why should you have a guru, why should you do nothing, absolutely nothing.
Why did you?
As I told you, know, if you don't ask now, you will lose it.
If your mother was after it, it must be worthwhile.
It must be really worth and it must be really precious. So I said, she's having it, definitely I can't stay behind, I also should have it. I went with a bang and I opened the door. Gurudev did not even deny me. Gurudev said, close the door, come and sit. Like that, I and my mother had Diksha on the same day.
Well, I myself was sitting there in the
room. Yes,
yes. And the reason that Gurudev did not deny is you did not ask. You just said, I am having it. And I remember the expression on his face.
Consternation.
Yeah, you were almost afraid.
I was paralyzed with fright. Here is a chit of a girl. She doesn't ask my permission. She comes in with a bang. When I specifically told them, you'll all be sitting outside.
Whatever happened in my life,
my mother used to always
everything
tell,
like a miracle only.
My mother used to always say, hey, you are not doing fair thing, okay? I faced so much difficulty. I was longing so much to get my Gurudev and all the sufferings I had. And you, just like this, you also got Diksha. This is not fair. Like that, she was just saying. And from then onwards, whatever, in every sphere of our life, whatever happened, Guru's presence and Guru's...
You actually started with the Lord.
You
didn't want the Lord in His divine form. You were afraid of it. Yes.
Yes, yes.
In Gita it is told that when the Lord showed His cosmic form, Arjuna was damn afraid. He said the same thing. Lord, please, you take back. You come as a normal person, then I will accept you. In the same way, you wanted Him to come in a human form. So you believed that the Guru was the Lord Krishna in human form.
Yes, absolutely.
And here also I prayed, I want to go to my husband and live with my husband.
No, after Diksha, I still remember. After Diksha, since I was very small, I took Diksha and while I was doing pranams, I was catching hold of my Gurudev's legs and I was never getting up. I was going on prostrating. So at last my Gurudev had to take me and raise me. And then he asked me, what do you want? So I'm very much attached to my daddy. So at that time, even I used to find it very difficult, the parting, you know, when even in the school, people used to say, I went out with my daddy here, there. So
it was only 4 years.
Four years when my dad left to Muscat. So from then onwards, I was very attached to my dad also. So I used to always have it, you know, why my dad went. Only I don't have anybody to take me around or anything like that. So after Diksha, when my Gurudev asked, what do you want? I said, I want to join my dad as soon as possible. So then he said, oh, no problem, within 6 months you can join your dad. That's what he said.
Then 3 months.
But But it so happened that it didn't even, with my Gurudev's grace, it didn't even take six months. It just took 3 months. Within 3 months, my dad left Muscat and he came to Dubai, UAE, United Arab Emirates. He got a better job with better salary and better facilities and all. And those people, decided, okay, fine, we will give you
they promised to sponsor
family visa also. So like that, within 3 months after my daddy landed in Dubai, with Guru's grace, we got the visa
along then about reservation. Shri Faranga, you tell how it happened, how you got your reservations on 1st of September.
After coming from Trivannamalai, while going
incident happened. While we were in bus, so mother was again crying. So I was the one who was sitting next to her. So I was telling, Amma, don't cry. Everyone is looking in the bus. So she was weeping and she was just going like that. So then suddenly what happened? The bus, it was two sides, it was paddy fields. Suddenly the bus just went, it was about to fall into the field and somehow it just got back onto the road. Something happened all in a seconds of time. And the driver was also panicked, he also left the steering from his hand. What's happening? Till then there was absolutely nothing wrong. Then what happened? All the passengers, as you can imagine, they screamed, Bhagawan, like that. All of them were screaming. Then suddenly the vehicle stopped also.
What did she do?
She was smiling.
I looked at my mother, all of them were crying and mama is smiling. So then driver immediately got out and he went around 1 kilometer back to see, check
if
there
is... How was it that you were smiling at that time?
Because while coming from Ramanashramam, I asked my Gurudev, will you be there with me always? Then my Gurudev told, yes, I will be with you always. Then while going, I was, I cannot control myself because I want to stay with my Gurudev for so many days, but I couldn't. So I suddenly a thought came that my Gurudev told me that he will be with me. I want to check. So I told, I told, Swamiji, if you are with me, Gurudev, if you are with me, give me a sign that you are with me. When I stopped this, suddenly it happened. But I saw my Gurudev is laughing at me. Okay?
Is that enough? He asked.
You mean that you were asking for some demonstration and so the bus went?
Yes.
Suddenly that bus got and it came that. But
nothing happened.
I saw that my Gurudev smiling face and asking, enough.
Like that.
Then what happened to the bus?
Then bus driver went behind for around 1 kilometer and to check whether is there a leak or something. Meanwhile, mechanic people came and checked under any wire, something, what is wrong with some tire.
Nothing was wrong.
They all were standing, there is absolutely nothing wrong with the bus. It is, again, it's perfect condition. There is absolutely nothing wrong. What happened at that moment? So then my mother was smiling. She told much before. So then later only she told. But driver and all were like, something happened. We don't know what happened, but something has happened. Then again, we continued the journey. Then after reaching home, my mother
one day she started crying.
I started crying.
That was night.
Night.
Suddenly she got up. She was sleeping. Suddenly she got up and cried, Swamiji, I want to see Gurudev. I want to see my Gurudev. She was so small. I just got this thing. Why she is crying? Because I never seen that she is crying for Lord or Gurudev.
It was infectious.
She started crying. She started saying, I don't want to see my father. I want only my Gurudev. I want to go with my Swamiji. I am going, like that she was telling. Then the next day, what happened?
Next day, my mother had to leave to my daddy's house. It was long time since, after the travel and all, she had not visited there. So she was visiting
daddy's father's house.
Yes, father's house. So she went. Then we have a coconut farm actually. So my grandfather went to the farm along with the person who puts the coconut and all this. So along with him, he left to farm. So only I and my grandmother was there. My grandmother doesn't know how to speak English and all those. She's, as I had earlier mentioned. So just we both were sitting and we were playing. Suddenly a call came. So STD, the tone, you know, it's a different tone. I thought my dad is calling from Dubai. I rushed, you know, this is the chance. Mama is not there to speak. Grandfather is not there to grab the phone. I will speak today complete. I rushed. I took the phone and I said, I called daddy, like that I called. But other voice came. Hariom, this is Swami Shantanthamani Maharaj from Vasishtha Guha. I said, Gurudev, like that. He said, then he said, oh, Reshma, like that, he said. And he said, why you cried yesterday? He asked me. I was shocked. I said, Swamiji, how do you know I cried yesterday? So that was the only time he called.
You remember, Swamiji? You remember?
He called me and I think he was talking
from Sadashivanda Swamiji's phone.
Sadashivanda Swamiji.
You accompanied to Vasishtha Guha.
Yes. Uh-huh. It was from your phone, Gurudev, call.
Yes.
And he said, why did you cry yesterday? So I said, Swamiji, but how did you know that? So he said, no, don't cry. I am always with you, he said. Don't worry. There is nothing to cry. Shishya can never be separated from Guru. I am always there with you. So don't cry. I will always be there. Whenever you want, I will always be there. It's sure. So I said, okay. Then he talked. It was a phone call exclusively for me. You know, there was nobody to grab. My grandmother was standing next to me. What, she doesn't know who is talking, what is happening. I am talking, he is talking. So she was like, who is that? He was asking. I said, keep quiet. And nobody was there. Then as soon as the phone stopped, my grandfather came. So if 2 minutes before he had come, means I would not be able to talk to my Gurudev, who would have taken the phone call and went. So it was exclusively the call was meant for me. Like that,
like
each
that,
each
that,
one
each
and
is
meant. What happened? You are going to the visa had
that,
come.
Visa had come. So what happened was in the 6th standard, half of it I had done in India, but September is the second term starting in abroad, I mean Dubai. So September 1st my school will start. September 4th was the new admission date. First school opens, 4th is the date. So, visa and all, we had already got, sponsor had given visa. But the ticket, since it was a peak time, all the people were returning back from India to Dubai. So, tickets were on demand. Our booking ticket depends upon the visa. So, we could not book it or block the ticket also earlier. So, as soon as we got the visa, by the time we called them, he said, it's already over. The complete flight is complete, this thing. We can't help it.
He
phoned me that morning. Yes. Then after that, we called Gurudev and said, Gurudev, like this, they are telling no ticket is available. So Swamiji said, see, you could not go to join with your husband. He said, hey, Mama was talking. So she said, yes. But now God has granted you that, isn't it? He asked. So then my mother said, yes. And after that, you have not quarreled with God. So she said, no, I have not quarreled. Then why God has to be angry with you? He will definitely give you that also. Don't worry. Like that he said. And he said, we actually wanted to get it on 30th. August 30th. So Swamiji said, August 30th, no, that is not good day. Let it be on September 3rd. Like that. Let it be September 3rd. It was as if my Gurudev just booked, you know, just told, okay, let it be like that. So he booked the ticket like that. He said, it'll be on 3rd. Let it be September 3rd. Then immediately after we kept the phone talking to Gurudev, airlines, booking, travel agency people called. He said, just now a mother and a child have cancelled the ticket on September 3rd. Would you like to have that ticket? We said, definitely, place it. So just as my Gurudev had said, that day itself, we landed in Dubai. And even in my school admission, my school is one of the best schools in the whole Dubai, UAE. The whole Dubai, whole UAE, it is one of the best schools. So it so happened that my dad never used to have vehicle and all this. So when he went to taxi to seek for admission, so he said he wanted to go to some other school. But the taxi driver said, okay, fine, come inside. But he went and stopped in front of my school, my present school, Avarman English High School. He stopped in front of the school and said, "Sir, this is good school." So my father said, "Okay, fine, why not go and inquire?" He went and saw the school. It is so big, so very, very big school and all those. So he said, "Okay." But when he, but he just went and saw around and he came back. Then on the next day, I, along with my mother and my dad, by the time we had landed, and I went to my school. I also liked the school very much because I was also going in a village school only, not that big or anything like that. But of course, English medium, just that minimum standard school, that's all. I went to the school and I saw the school. It is so big. Buildings are everywhere, everywhere buildings, and all dealings and all are very hi-fi kind of nice. I told, you know, but I, my relatives, whoever was there in Dubai, is, told me this is a big school. Admission is going to be not going to be easy. You need to appear for exam as well as for the interview by the all the panels.
They give you a pre-admission test.
Pre-admission test as well as an interview by principal, headmaster, assistant headmistress and all those. So I said, you know, even then I never used to talk in English or anything like that. I was not that fluent or anything like that. So then I also prayed to my Gurudev, "Gurudev, you know, please don't let me down. I need admission in some school. I need to study. After September, no school is going to accept people. It's ministry rule." So I went and I sat, you know, I was very scared. By when I was going, only said, "Oh, Swamiji, please." I went and pray exams and all, what I will write in exams. What? I don't know a single thing what to write. Please, you only take care. Like that I went. So a receptionist asked us to wait for some time. So we were waiting.
Nobody else there?
No one else. It was morning time, so there was no crowd, absolutely no crowd. So we sat on the sofa and we were waiting. So by then, principal sir was coming. He was accompanied by two of his private secretaries and all those, and he was coming like that. When he saw us waiting there, he shouted to the receptionist, "Why are you making them wait like this? Come on, immediately, whatever they want, solve it." So then immediately receptionist called us and she said, "Where's your TC?" So I gave my TC and she was going on filling form. She herself filled the form for me and she said, "Sign over here." So I signed and she said, "Okay, uniform store is over there. You can get your uniform. Tomorrow onwards you can join the school."
So no exam.
There was no exam, no interviews, absolutely nothing. I was just admitted as it is. But on my later years when I was studying there, I found out that all my classmates, all the new admission people had to even wait from midnight onwards till early morning just to even get the admission slip from the receptionist. Where in my case, my guru arranged in such a manner that even the receptionist only filled my details. I never had to even fill in my details. I just had to fill in my health details. That's it. She filled hers and just asked to sign. I had to sign and that's it. And people don't believe, you know, when I say I got it just simply pass through. They said, "You are lying. You can't pass through like that." So in every sphere of my life, Guru has always...
Guru is the God.
Guru
she
is
was very, very good in music.
I'm told that you were also doing some job in
similarly like this only. I also got the job as... As I told earlier, I was not at all knowing English, and also without husband and wife working, we cannot leave there. It's so much expensive. So my husband was so much worried how to
make both ends meet.
So I applied 2-3 schools. Then I told my Swamiji, "Swamiji, this is the case here. It is very expensive to leave without the job. If both are working.
Mentally you are talking.
No. I started talking to my Gurudev over the phone and started writing to letters also. So then Swamiji told, "Don't worry, you will get somewhere. Don't worry." Then one call came from one school again. Like Reshma told, I was also very much worried about this interview. We have to take classes in front of headmasters, supervisors, and
demonstration.
We have to take classes, how we are dealing the children, how we are talking, how is our pronunciation and all. Because we are teaching small children. This will be the base. So if we are talking bad English, that children will suffer. So they are very much conscious about all these things. So I was very much sure about that I won't get. But whenever I feel this thing, my husband used to tell that, see, look at all are having all the degrees and all, but with you, your Gurudev is there. You don't have faith in your Gurudev. Yes, that time I feel, yes, my Gurudev is there. Did it? You won't believe I went that school, then I don't know how I talked. The English came from my mouth, they told, without any demonstration, without any interview, I got appointment. And I worked 4.5 years. Then again, I changed to another big school. That
even big.
There also, without any demonstration, without any interview, there also I got the job. Like Reshma's music, again I want to tell, after going there, Dubai, I was very much worried about her music, because she was in such a person that she cannot accept everybody as her music guru. So we were searching for some good teacher.
I had demands, like, music is so... this thing
divine.
That divine, and it should not be for money. So I used to pray, I don't want a teacher who is going behind money and teaching music. I don't want that. I used to have that in my heart. I will not accept such a guru. And always through till now in my life, whoever I got as my guru, they were all, you know, dedicated to music and not to money. So when I went to Dubai and landed, I used to go in an institution, but that was not worth it, so that's why I stopped it. Then there was a competition held in Dubai. It was a whole UA complete competition. There in Carnatic music, I got first prize. So there was one ma'am who was my judge. So seeing her, I don't know, as my mother told, you know, her feelings towards Guru, you know, that was the first time for Guru I had inside my mind, you know, yes, I want her as my Guru. So this was exactly the feeling I had while I was going to sing. So I tried to make it as good as my best level. You know, I said, oh, maybe if she likes it, who knows, perhaps she might accept me as her guru, as her shishya, I'm sorry. So I went and I sang, and immediately after I sang, as she was moving out, I went and I touched her feet and I took her blessings and I asked her, ma'am, how did I sing? So before even asking, actually, she told, you sang very well. You sang very well. And she was a Brahmin lady from Madras. So she also had a strong background in music. Her mother was also a music teacher. So like that connection. So first prize I got. So during the
then
prize,
we took the phone number and
no,
we
it was
started
during the prize distribution. She was standing there. So then she said, maybe sometimes if you want to come and visit me, you can visit. She gave me her contact mobile number. So I never, that time I was going to this institution, I never took it seriously. Okay, ma'am has given, I kept it and I gave it to my dad. So dad had kept it in his purse, that's it. So after all this, then it came up, you know, institution, it was fine. I found it difficult to go there at all. So that's why I said, I don't want to go there. Then one day, one Friday, one off day it was, my dad was arranging his purse. He was throwing all unwanted things out of his bag. So I saw one paper. As usual, I was sitting next to him and I was playing with something. I saw one paper. I opened it. It was ma'am's number. It was at that time I was badly in need of a music teacher. I said, this is my teacher. So then I told my dad, can you please contact her? Then he contacted and we went. So then...
then she started going. Then we were so much worried. How much she asked, we don't know. So daily, I used to pray in front of the
phone.
Fees. How much fees? It is very expensive. For 4 classes, they are charging 400 dirhams. That means for 5,000 rupees, Indian rupees, they are charging for 4 classes. So I was very much worried. So looking at the photo, I used to pray my Gurudev. Gurudev, I don't know how to pay the fees. It is very difficult for me. I have to stop the music of Reshma. We cannot afford that much amount. I was keep on praying. And in between, I used to ask ma'am, please tell what is the fees. Mm-hmm. Then she tell afterwards. I will tell afterwards. Don't worry, I will tell you afterwards. So she's the disciple of Swami
Sringeri
Bharatiya Tirtha Swamigal. They used to do pujas. They used to go guru, their guru and all that. Then one day, 1 month finished, and we went. I asked, ma'am, what is the fees? Then suddenly she told that while doing morning puja, she felt that it seems that don't take
her fees. Guru told.
It seems. Not told.
She got in the mind of
don't take anything, any pie from Reshma. So she told, you told that you have one guru, isn't it? I told, yes, I have guru. That like that, I also got the feeling that don't take any fees from Reshma. So I don't want fees, anything. Because I am having so many children and I am getting so much fees, but I don't have a girl like Reshma. So she will repay me in future in some way, but you don't bother about the fees. After 5 years finished, till now she didn't take one pie.
5 years, and she's so dedicated and she's so sincerely teaching me, you know. And whenever other people used to give money, I used to look and smile at her, and ma'am used to smile, but no problem, you are different, she used to say. And even after 1 month, my mother used to again ask, ma'am, at least something can you accept from us. She used to say, if your guru tells you some command as to don't do it, will you again do it? So my mother said, no. Same thing is the case with her. I don't know. My guru says not to accept. I am not accepting.
You know, what I'd like to do is end this session with a song to demonstrate the reason why all of this is happening. And then we'll maybe perhaps continue on tomorrow or another day. So Reshma, you know that wonderful song you've been singing the last 2 or 3 days to Gopala?
Yes.
We hope that maybe our Gopala.
Madhava Murahara Madhura Manohara Giridhar Gopala. Madhava Murahara Madhura Manohara Giridhar Gopala.
Bala Gopala.
Giridhara Gopala Kaustubhahara Mauktigadhara Venugana Vilola Kaustubhahara Mauktigadhara Venugana Vilola Nandakumara Navanita Chora Nandakumara Navanita Chora Giridhara Gopala Hey Giridhara Gopala Giridhara Gopala Giridhara Gopala Madhava Murahara Mathura Manohara Giridhara Gopala Madhava Murahara Mathura Manohara Giridhara Gopala